The Harley Farley Zombie book series began as a way for Donna Munoz to engage her kids in conversation and imagination and to get them away from their electronic devices. Now it's evolved into a passion project that has resulted in one published book, one on the way, and a running series in the El Paso Kids, Inc. She's taken the series all over El Paso, spreading the message of unconditional friendship and acceptance, using a creature that most people would stereotype and fear, a zombie. Here to tell us about her passion project is Donna Munoz. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. I appreciate being here today.
So, a zombie, huh?
Yes. We love zombies in our house.
take us through the whole thing. I mean, it should be known that you are an English MFA graduate, right?
Mm-hmm. Creative writing.
Creative writing. So it's not like this is outside of your sphere.
Right. That's what I love to do.
So what was it? I mean, you noticed your kids were stuck on the computer.
I'm on the computer a lot because I write in other genres as well. And I think it just sort of set the tone in our household. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of becoming reliant on those devices, keeping them busy. I didn't say much. It was just something we did. And one day we were at dinner and I realized what was happening. The light bulb just kind of turned on. And I said, boys. And at that point, they were just like, yes, mom, yes. Like, they were annoyed because they were busy.
Right.
They on
are,
their
they
devices.
Have a thing going on.
Yeah. And I realized, you know, dinner is a special time. Families come together. And yes, we were together, but we were completely taking that time for granted because even though we were all in each other's presence, we really weren't there.
Right.
And so I took a minute and I said, hey, listen, I said, what would you do if a zombie walked in the front door? And, of course, they got all excited, and one of them said, oh, I'd hit it with a baseball bat, and I'd run out the back door and jump over the gate. And I said, well, why would you do that? And they said, well, duh, they eat brains. And so I said, you know, you're right, they do eat brains. So I said, well, what if a friendly one came in through the front door, and they got really excited, and suddenly the devices became so minimalized, and we were talking about things like playing Xbox with it, and we were talking about playing Legos with it, and then it was Halloween time, so we were talking about taking it trick-or-treating, and suddenly I could see something spark in them, and they were very excited and very passionate about it. And, you know, we left the dinner table, and we went searching for all our broken, missing crayons and, you know, computer paper, reams of paper, and it just became this project that we did nightly, where we would draw some exciting adventure for him. I love those drawings, and they've just come to life. And then we decided to take him trick-or-treating, and cool. We plotted this little story out. They had no idea it was going to be a book.
Did you have an idea it was going to be a
no.
book?
No. We were literally just plotting and enjoying the moment. And I realized that we could potentially make it a book, and so I did. And I surprised them with it, and of course it came in the mail, and they opened it, and when they realized what it was, I only ordered one, and they were clawing at each other, being typical little boys trying to get to that book to see what they had created. And it was just a really proud moment. And from there on, it just kind of took off.
And Harley Farley, did they name him that?
Yes, they named him Harley. Farley we picked because my grandfather's last name was Harley.
Oh, nice. So yeah. He's a part of the family.
Mm-hmm. And my son Daniel just said, I like how Harley sounds, and so we kept it.
You have one book, which is the Halloween book. Is that
mm-hmm. Harley Farley's First Halloween?
And then you have one on the way. Tell us about
yes.
that one.
That one is called Harley Farley's First Pajama Party.
Yes.
And it's really exciting. And the drawings and the ideas are just so much fun. Because in the first book, the little boy named Eddie, after my son, finds the zombie, invites him into the house, shows him around, shows him the kitchen. They decide to go trick-or-treating. And, of course, mom and dad find him, and they spaz out because there's a zombie in their home.
Zombie, right.
Right. And in this book, Eddie invites all his friends over for a pajama party. And initially, he does not want Harley to be there. Because he's a zombie, but then he realizes he's hurting his friend, and so he invites him to the party, and the kids are there having a great time, and then suddenly they realize there's a zombie in their presence, and so all chaos ensue, and it's just a sweet little book about looking beyond that initial presentation or stereotype and learning to really look at someone who they are and accept them.
So how can people get their hands on your books?
The first book is available on Amazon.com. And it can be ordered from there in print or on ebook format. The ebook is $2.99. The print version is $9.99. It does come with colorful illustrations. And of course, the teacher came out in me and I had to put some educational things in the back of the book.
Just couldn't help yourself.
Yeah,
huh?
I could not help myself. So there's story sequencing, brainstorming activity, coloring pages, a vocabulary lesson in the back of the book that kids can enjoy as well.
How cool.
I love it.
And do you think you'll be doing more books as you go along?
Oh, yes. These little guys at home are very excited and they have a whole list of Harley Farley Pizza Party, Harley Farley Does Karate. They're really excited and they're really good at it. So
it sounds like. And I mean, do they even realize what they're doing?
I don't think so. And, you know, a lot of it comes from the fact that we were never expecting to be able to do hospital outreach and children's home outreach. And I even get my EPCC students involved. They did not know this was going to happen, right? And so they've been in school all this time. So when I'm speaking at another school, they're in school. Or when I'm taking my students to the Lee and Buellmore Children's Home, they're in school. So they have not yet gotten to really experience this part of it, like the presentation part of it. But they know what is happening with it. You know, I'll have them help me set up goodie bags. Like when we did the El Paso Children's Hospital, they did all the setup. They stuffed the bags. They got everything ready. And they understood where these items were going, and they were very emotional about it and very excited about it and very proud about it. And then they were able to see the pictures afterward. And so they do have an idea, but I don't think they know the gravity of all of it.
The magnitude, right? Well,
yes.
Tell us more about this, because you do. You do the school visits. Mm-hmm. You'll go to the hospitals and, you know, you do different kind of lessons with them. How does that work? Or let's say somebody's listening right now and they'd be interested in having Harley Farley visit them.
I usually just I receive emails, or librarians will tell their other friends who are librarians or teachers, or I know other teachers. So it really has been a lot of just word of mouth, which I love. And everybody in the community has been so supportive and so receptive having us in their schools. And I really do think they enjoy the presentations, because I really do. I have a lot of fun with the kids. And it really is my most favorite part about this whole project, is getting out into the community, talking to the kids about friendships and the power of their words and how they can choose to use them in a nice manner, or they can choose to use them in a bad way. And we talk about the differences, and I really hope that this is impacting them and helping them to make the world a better place, one person at a time. So if anybody would like a presentation, it's just as easy as going to the website, harleyfarleyzombiebooks.me, or my email address is on that webpage as well, and I'll be happy to work out a time.
Did
go.
You ever think that your words would take you to zombie books?
Absolutely not. No. I actually write in the romance genre, and I also write middle grade. I have a book about two sisters who came to Texas from Mexico and their experience, you know, learning the culture understanding how to live here in America. And I was so far removed from the picture book genre, but it just seemed to happen so organically, especially because having little ones, you read to them all the time.
Right.
You create your own stories. You draw pictures with them. I've read to them since they were teeny tiny. So reading has always been something we've done and that we've loved. So suddenly we were doing zombie picture books, and it was really exciting.
It sounds super exciting, and that you keep using this. So, I mean, you're a mom, these are your kids. This is first started as an exercise in bonding, but then to take it out to the community and share those lessons, and then to involve your students in them. You know, I mean, there's all these layers, and it's all because of words.
Yes, we love words. They're very powerful. I tell the kids in the schools, did you all know you have a superpower? And they just look and they say, no, we don't have one. I said, can anybody in here fly? And of course, the answer is no. Can anyone disappear? The answer is no. And then I said, did you know that your superpower is your words? And they get very excited and curious as to where I'm going with that. And when they realize that they do have power with their words, it's really beautiful to see that come alive in them.
When did you realize that there were power in words, you personally?
I was little when I started writing books and reading, and I would pretend to be sick so that my mom would call in for me and I would sit and read Encyclopedia Brown books one after the other, And, you know, it's just been something very powerful for me to read books. My dad died when I was very young. And I think that had it not been for books, and obviously family too, but books were my getaway place. And I could see that words were very comforting and very powerful and very moving and very inspiring. And so words are just there. They're there for us to use them. They're like a toolbox. And we can use them in a good way. We can use them in a bad way. And hopefully we cannot use them in a bad way. And we can learn to be more positive.
Use your power of words for good.
Exactly.
Well, you're definitely doing that through your Harley Farley zombie book series. Again, tell us, if somebody wants to see the book, they can get it now on Amazon.com.
Yes.
And then if they want to find you for a presentation, your website has all sorts of fun information. And you have cute pictures of your kids.
Thank you.
So for that alone, you should go to the website.
Thank you.
And that one's... What's the website again?
HarleyFarleyZombieBooks.me, M-E. Or you can just Google Donna Munoz or Harley Farley Zombie Books and it'll pop up.
So there's many ways to find a zombie. And when you find Harley Farley, you're going to find the friendliest one. And I can't thank you enough, Donna. Thank you for using your power of words for good and for getting your kids involved in such a fun thing and for just turning it into what it's become. It's very inspiring.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. It was an honor to be here.
Yes. Today, my guest has been Donna Munoz. She and her three children are the authors of the Harley Farley Zombie Book Series. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.